From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson not mincing words about the Trump administration's resolve when it comes to North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, which holds a rotating Security Council presidency this month. In Washington, Mr. Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure against Pyongyang a day after it had meetings, a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday bashed the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Russia probe.
I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. Everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election.
Mr. Trump left open the possibility of a presidential pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents later Friday. However, the White House lawyer Ty Cobb said no, there is no consideration at the White House of pardoning Michael Flynn. Earlier this month, Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents. The U.S. Embassy in Myanmar has said it is concerned about two Reuters journalists who were arrested 3 days ago in the country, which is also known as Burma. The embassy said in a statement Friday that there has been no word from Wallone, 31 years old, and Kwaiso, who's 27, since their arrest. Authorities have not allowed their families to visit since. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Two Sierra Leone health workers who survived Ebola are suing their government for allegedly mismanaging funds during the epidemic. The Ebola survivors blame a lack of resources provided by the government for their infection and for the deaths of many of their co-workers. Their suit claims the government's mismanagement of funds directly violated the rights of plaintiffs' rights to life and health. The virus surfaced in Guinea in 2013 and then spread to neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone the following year. More than 3,000 people have died in Sierra Leone and more than 11,300 died worldwide, mostly in those three West African countries. Foreign governments and aid organizations have donated millions of dollars to help the West African country stop the spread of the epidemic. But allegations have arisen in all three nations that the governments actually misused the funds there. The Sierra Leone health workers are suing their government and their regional economic community of West African States Court in Nigeria. The court's rulings are legally binding, but some past decisions have in practice been ignored by some of the member states. Authorities say that at least three people have died as a result of a strong earthquake that shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island. This is just before midnight Friday. An official said that two adults were killed in a collapse of two houses. A third adult died when she fell running out of her house. It was not immediately clear how many people have been injured. A mosque is among the buildings that were badly damaged.
Sudah rencana pembaikan, tapi ternyata tidak keburu gitu ya. Keburu hancur.
Tapi tidak ada korban ya, Ustaz.
Alhamdulillah, semua selamat.
The imam said that they had planned to renovate the mosque before it was leveled by the earthquake. He said that all of the people sleeping in the mosque managed to escape. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck and was felt about 200 kilometers away in the capital, Jakarta. Rebuilding swayed. The earthquake triggered a tsunami warning for parts of Java's coastline that was lifted about 2 hours later. More than seven women were killed on average every day in Mexico, with numbers surging in recent years amidst the country's brutal drug wars. That's according to a report by the Mexican government and United Nations. A third of more than 50,000 murders of women in the past three decades have occurred in the last 6 years alone, according to the report. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.